Rump steak. Purged aubergine.
Yes.
Egg. Frittata. Ah, trick question. That's an asthmatic rattlesnake. Okay. Vinyl.
What's cooking on 95 BFM?
Welcome, Liv and Izzy.
Hello. Thank you.
How's it going?
Yeah, so good. So good.
Now, you guys have been volunteers up at BFM for...
Over a year now.
About a year?
Yeah, just a year. You're a year. I think I'm slightly more now.
Yeah, I started a little bit after Liv.
Okay. Mm. And you're regular members of the news team and wire hosts, producers. Wire producer and wire host? Or producers, both producers.
I hosted last week. Okay. Usually producing on Thursdays. And
I'm usually producing on Mondays. Liv's the occasional host.
Yeah.
So you're crossing over into wire hosting territory?
Potentially. We'll see.
She's making moves, that's for sure.
Okay, sweet. And how did you get involved with BFM?
Well, we actually used to listen way back when we were 13 and then got to uni and hey, it's pretty convenient on campus.
Yeah, absolutely. So actually went to a volunteer night, did the whole real process of getting involved. Used to listen to it when we were younger. Turns out our auntie used to DJ back in the 80s.
Yep.
What's her name?
Barbara Hochstein.
Shit, that last name one more time?
Hochstein.
Nuggety, is that German?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is your family German?
Mother's side is German,
yes. Interesting. I know. Is this the first twin situation that we've had, John?
Are there any other twins up at BFM?
I don't know.
Not that I'm aware of.
I think we're the only ones.
If there's another set.
Assert our dominance. We're the dominant twins, at least.
If you guys could just answer every question fully in sync, that would be real creepy and mint. So, yep. Cheers.
Can do.
5395, if you know any other twins in the BFM, like, history. You know,
yeah, that would be dope.
Actually, also, if you can guess which one's Izzy and which one's Liv,
that
would be fantastic.
Voice? This is Liv.
This is Izzy.
And now just listen and see. Okay. You guys can figure it out.
Or maybe we were lying. Maybe it was a switcheroo.
Now, The Wire, a lot of hard news, serious content. We've brought you in this evening for some music, which is a slight change of pace.
Exciting. Very.
You guys were just talking, I heard sort of off mic, whether or not you were going to do a sort of versus. Is this going to be a tit for tat situation, or is it dinner at your respective houses? What has John told you? I never really know. I can keep a secret to me.
Oh, well, we're eating at home together.
Okay.
Yep. What are we cooking?
Usually, very inspired by Ottolenghi at the moment.
Okay. Explain. What is that? What?
Ottolenghi is just a really great...
really good chef.
Chef. Okay. His ingredients are too expensive, so you do have to kind of make compromises, but I don't know, making...
What was it? Aubergine?
Yeah, you roast some aubergine. There's this kind of sauce called shimula, which is a North African one. You kind of just mix a bunch of spices together, roast that, put some bulgur weed on top. It's pretty good.
Good to go. So good. And then glass of red wine, double-digit price, and then that's the vibe.
Yeah,
that's
the
vibe.
That's about $13.99. Yeah, kind of feeling classy tonight.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
So. Yeah, that's the idea.
Yeah.
Heads up, everyone. Apparently, Hugh Sunday and Rick Breeze are twins, which is good.
Oh, good to know.
Legacy type.
The legacy continues.
I thought it was the same person. Actually, I'd never see them in the same place.
Oh, wild.
Good to know.
All right, I had first song of the. Of the evening.
Shall we introduce it?
Yes.
Summer Nights by Cold Callers. Good vibe to start.
Were you the first born?
I was, 2 minutes.
Okay, yeah. Well, you go first.
Yeah, exactly.
Fair. Heartbreaking.
All right, let's go.
So we
with the homie, she be chillin' with my crew. She roll my green and blow the vapors to the moon. We driving crazy, heading right back to the stoop. I seen your eyes, you looking for this. She digging the vibes, I gave her a biz. Gripping the dice in the back of the whip, I'm thinking down, girl, you too thick. Show me a little this, show me a little that. She said she gon' love it if I do a little rap. I was like, you know, brother, don't slack. Whoever got the org, celebrate the beat back. Hold up. Damn, she loves the vibe, she don't wanna leave. Slowing down the pace, searching for the peace. Eyes up to the sky, trying to lift my feet. How can I be bitter? Life ain't been so sweet. Summer night, she need a lift home, so we take a drive. The vapors floating up into the sky. Me and my people are remaining high. It's a summer night, she need a lift home, so we take a drive. The vapors floating up into the sky. I'm with my people, smoking till the eagles are our equals. Free but see we come down like a Alito. Gambling we gaining less casino. What do we know? Life is a luxury. I've been trying to get karma to fuck with me. Driven the drummer of the play with some company. And I'm praying that I'm hung on the drunkenly. Cause to some degree I'm still in tune with where my hunger be. And very soon the moon sits comfortably. I'll be the due to you reluctantly. Hoping luckily that her house is free. And this summer night, she need a lift home, so we take a drive. The vapors floating up into the sky. Me and my people are remaining high. It's a summer night.
She. Summer Nights.
Summer Nights by Cold Callers.
Cold Callers. Very nice. Very smooth.
Yes.
Good to start the night. Keep the red wine going.
Yeah, just, hey, welcome to the house. Glass of wine.
Yep.
Dinner's on.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You can also the sense, and you know, you smell the onions, yeah. And garlic.
Are you guys vegan? Is that what's going on here?
I try to be, but you know,
plant based.
Okay, good, good. Yeah. Conscious.
Yes, I try to.
Fair.
Now, what's next on the menu?
Do you want to now? Given that Liv introduced first, we've got second one, Orpheus by Zero.
Tell me a little bit about the song.
Same kind of vibe, British duo and...
One's Parisian, one's British.
Oh, sorry, yeah. Parisian and British.
They're in England,
though? Yeah.
Yes, in England.
Cross-culture, though.
Yeah. You know, EU and British love. Not much of that going on.
Not really
on
relevant nowadays, but good to go.
Yeah.
Hey. I just came back from hell. Sound when I left, I turned my back, watched you disappear. Oh hey, it's really hard to say. I know there's no way to bring this back.
For a moment, but in truth I'll never own it. The time is always now, the present's the most potent. Hindsight is always right with crystal clear visions. Same ones that won't help you better your positions. Ever moving forward, never glancing to my rear. And any action that I take, approach it with no fear. Never tread with trepidation in any situation. Cause you can try to avoid your fate, but just still face it. Paradise was lost, life is just a hoax. Whatever we do, make the most of it before we ghost. Before the final bell tolls and the fat lady calls at the end of the show, make sure this claps and applause. Encore for yours truly, entertainers of all. Only a wise man knows himself to be a fool. Orpheus taught us to look forward and never look back, or risk it all playing games with cards that are stacked. All I ever wanted was to run away. trying to escape to another place. Got us in a rat race, unwinnable chase. Every day, say tomorrow is another day. Every day, it's like we're nearing the end of days. In the midst of it all, put on a brave face. Whole world's in a daze, all set ablaze. What's freedom in a maze that you can't escape? Living life, really, you're living a lie. Sheep with wool covered all over your eyes. Say they give you vision, but they wouldn't make you blind. You're in the mind's own prison and you're serving life. Every day, getting moved like a chess piece. From the day that you're born till you rest in peace. Your fate is preordained by society. And every day that you wake up, you're still.
And when I'm dead, I'll be with you.
I'll be with you.
Sleep with you, with you. Oh yes, a nepetus of fall.
Oh, so far.
Sleep,
oh, you're oh, so far.
It's a little to do, so I'm not blue.
So I am not blue, not blue, not blue.
Just a fair. I just came back from hell. No sound when I left. I turned my back, watched you disappear. Oh hey.
Lennon's popped into the studio offering Reese's Pieces
of all candies.
Perfection.
Just trying to match your jersey.
Oh, yeah, I was about to say, matches the jersey. Beautiful.
Livin, Izzy in the studio, guest selecting current Wire producers.
Hello.
All round news team stars.
Oh,
so there's some music for us this evening here on What's Cooking. Mm-hmm. We're just having kind of an interesting conversation off air about being a student and also having sort of several part-time jobs. You were just saying that you were doing some copywriting for a theme park. Can we talk about that?
I think we totally can talk about
for
it.
Doing copywriting for a theme park in Asia.
Theme park-esque thing, experiential design, theme park style
thing. And there is like a sort of a spirituality.
Yeah. So thing. Like basically talking about
just a normal regular dinner conversation.
Let me just think. This is like, okay, so basically the guy
just
who
make it real basic.
Be great. Basically? Is it basic enough?
We can make it I'll have a go at I'll put my filter on it and then you'll just clear it up for everyone.
Okay.
So there's some sort of spirituality type theme thing, seven steps towards enlightenment.
Okay.
But they can't have anything
I'm ready to jump in.
Basically.
In China. So you've had to like rewrite it so
she's
it's
tell us in a
approachable.
Second.
So there's a set of designers who's creating this kind of walkthrough experience for people to go through. Looking at the seven different stages to enlightenment. So you start off in this mind of state of frenzy. So it's all these cool pendulums which swing about, and then you go through the different seven stages, and there's performances throughout, and it's all it's all just design thinking at the moment.
So the writer is in like a float pod or something.
I honestly don't know at this point. It depends if they choose to build it or not. But I've been able to write the user experience, so I pretend I'm the person going through and I write about what I'm seeing, and it's really fun. It's just like creative writing, basically. Yeah, basically. Sorry,
yes.
I'm gonna stop saying that.
No, it's good, we got back to basics.
But yeah, that's what I'm doing right now.
That is an interesting job.
It's quite random.
It's a cooler part-time job than my retail work, but okay.
you get clothes and stuff.
Yeah, no, I'm out of the retail jobs. I'm pretty happy.
You have
happy
a good retail job.
That's
quite
true.
A nice, is that like a pashmina that you've got on at the moment?
It is indeed. It's
very
actually,
nice.
It's
is that from your
mother's?
No.
Your mum's?
Yeah. What's no, you, we'll get
hey,
plug your store. Yeah, hi Gina, if you're
hey,
listening.
Gina, shout out.
Yeah. It's good.
That was some great dinner conversation, actually.
Oh yeah.
Now, what's next on the menu?
Next on the menu.
Okay.
This one's to introduce one because you found it. There's a bit of a story behind it.
Yeah. So I have been recently listening to a radio station in France called Radio Nova, and they do a really great mix of French music and then kind of hip-hop and other genres, and this is one of the songs that I Shazammed off it because it was great. It's called Cha-Cha, and I'm not going to pronounce his name right, but I think it's Moo. Or
Moo.
Yeah,
Moo.
We'll go with Moo.
I'm okay
yeah.
with Moo.
All right, let's go.
Danserais-tu le cha-cha avec moi après quelques verres de tequila? Danserais-tu le cha-cha avec moi après quelques verres de tequila? Je ne sais pas danser, mes chevilles sont fragiles, tout comme les babtous sur le podium. L'ambiance est puérile, les gens me tannent pour que j'enflamme le dance floor. La musique est dense, donc mes larmes coulent. J'aperçois toutes les facettes de ces têtes de boule. Pas de plaisir à danser sensuellement. Laisse-moi faire pour que la chaleur augmente. Danserais-tu le cha-cha avec moi après quelques verres de tequila? Danserais-tu le cha-cha avec moi après quelques verres de tequila? Danserais-tu le cha-cha avec moi après quelques verres de tequila? Danserais-tu le cha-cha avec moi après quelques verres de tequila? Rendez-vous au bar, c'est moi qui paie le prix fort pour que la soirée se libère. Pour que nos corps se fusionnent, je fonce voir le DJ, lui demande une traque de Corazon. Un truc mouille sensual, full sentimental. Faut que ça fasse chichi, cha-cha, tu vois. Laissons-nous guider par la dose d'alcool. Embarquement pour une danse folle. Tes pas ne sont pas anodins. Je sens la sensualité en toi. C'est fou. Bah ouais. Danserais-tu le cha-cha avec moi après quelques verres de tequila? Danserais-tu le cha-cha avec moi après quelques verres de tequila? Danserais-tu le cha-cha avec moi après quelques verres de tequila? Danserais-tu le cha-cha avec moi après quelques verres de tequila? Après quelques verres de tequila, danse avec moi. Après quelques verres de tequila, danse avec moi.
Moo, cha-cha.
Cha-cha, Moo cha-cha. So cha-cha by Moo.
Wait, everything is bon.
It's
referencing that French station thing.
Quite a nice way to discover music from
overseas,
an international...
International independent radio station.
It's great. They've got the goods.
The city which gives the BFM website the most searches or hits outside of Auckland is Paris. Did you know that?
No way.
Apparently they've got a BFM.
Yeah, there's
well.
A BFM over there.
Oh,
but we'll take it. We will.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, no. Yes, we will.
Latter fact wasn't necessary. We'll just...
Yeah.
You know, we can claim that one, I reckon.
Yeah, no, 100% claimed.
So, have we had an entree at that stage? Where are we in the dinner?
You know, we've already had the bread, baguette with olive oil and a little bit of vinegar, salt and pepper, dipped.
That's good.
Do you guys feel that?
Man, I love having a little bit of bread and olive oil. So
a good
yum.
Olive oil. You know the mistake people make is letting olive oil, they think it's like wine and they let, but olive oil, the more fresh it is, the better it is.
I had like a platter situation.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
ooh.
Definitely don't stingy on the olive oil price.
I know.
And I actually added Tabasco sauce to the whole situation. So
to the olive oil.
All the combos. Now you know how you can have all the combos in an antipasto platter.
Okay, yep, yep.
And a little bit of Tabasco sauce on the top, just
yeah. I wouldn't be too upset by that.
I
that would be great.
Is this on mushrooms?
Yeah.
Is this okay? Were there twisties and cheezels and Cheerios
on
this?
Like high grade
no,
stuff.
Like bougie.
No, there was like smoke, some fish I can't say and stuff like that.
Feta. And
yeah,
that's...
no, there wasn't.
Oh,
feta.
Okay.
It wasn't feta. There was some
olives.
Of that really nice cheddar cheese that's been like aged in like a port situation.
Oh,
the carpety stuff, and it comes in the red wax. Shout out Carpety Cheese. If you're looking to sponsor anything.
Good dairy.
Yeah, heck yeah.
Fantastic.
Are we?
Yeah, we'll play another one. Play another one. Yeah,
okay, this is Channel 9 by I.M.True.Star. Just to read it all out.
I am True Star.
Yep.
We'll be putting it on the website, so if you
in the cars, they try to put you in a box, my nigga. They play tic-tac-toe. So I'm praying for your dollar, your baby mama, your son. I've been through a homie, you're not the only one. When the smoke clears, what they gonna do when you go? Push your pedal to the metal, the cradle to the grave. Stacking all the paper to buy a whip and a chair. For homeboy, it's just a fancy slave. That's why every day I turn on the nose. Bruh, I pray I don't see you. When it came to beef, I'd eat. While you niggas sleep, I creep. Was tired of the tough breaks, the bad food on the rough plate. Act rude, better pump brakes. I put in work, no lunch break. Try to stick me, get the pump fake. Spin, move, cross over, leave your lost soldier. Rock your boat, get your tossed over. Cut niggas like soft coke. Step on them, put the press on them. And the drought like stretch on them. These niggas, bitches, put a dress on them. When the slug burn, watch the thug turn, keep sweat on them. Begging and pleading for whatever the reason. I had a motherfucker's pledge and allegiance. And bowing down in the presence of an OG times 10. That checks pussies like an OBGYN. That's why every day I turn on the door. Bruh, I pray I don't see you.
Sounded really nice, dinner at your house, guys, actually.
Dinner's great.
Sounded
yeah.
Very nice.
It's you, just, you just missed the strobep as well.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone's like, oh, this is the time of the night that you actually go out.
Yeah, it starts getting a bit
house
more
party.
About turn a strobe.
No, I literally have a strobep.
Oh, okay, because I've done the same thing, but in a budget sense.
I oh, you're so
that.
Budget.
I just do that.
No, see, I think I wanted this.
Let the record show that I've just got my light on my phone and I'm just flat putting my finger over.
Like,
I can change my strobe
that.
Speed and shit.
I can, but hey, look. Oh, my God, I can change it too.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, sorry. I think
okay,
I just
well,
won that.
I don't know,
I think
see you guys
that
later.
Is
anyway,
pretty innovative.
Thanks for nothing.
All right, well.
Shout out to the Nokia, what is it, 9110? Which one was the one that had the light on it?
I don't.
The first Nokia to have the light on, they re-released it recently because it's so badass.
Oh, fuck, that's dope. My first phone was a Nokia.
I think they had FM radio on them as well.
Oh, wow. I just liked the phone games. It was great fun.
Snake.
Yeah.
Yeah, before I realised they cost money and stuff, and my parents said, what's up with our phone bill? And yeah, I was 9. I was having a good time.
Great times. All right, so we're starting to pick up the pace a little bit more.
Okay.
A little bit more
yeah, this
dancing time.
Yeah, the point in the night where we've had dinner and Liv's decided it's time for a quick rave.
Everyone's had two bottles of wine.
It's not a rave. It's not a rave.
Moved on to one figure bottle of wine kind of thing.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
bringing out the $7, the budget shit. Yeah. Almost not quite like a goonsack, but hey. Anyway, we're still in the bottles.
Yeah.
Okay, another French song. It's called Abba d'Accord by Junior, and it's only a week old, but it's great. So it's a little bit new.
Shit.
New spicy tunes. All right,
love it.
Abba d'Accord.
affiché au relevé du compteur. L'extrasystème mélancolique. Entre nous deux, entre nous deux, entre nous ça va faire un malheur. Ah bah d'accord.
So, still raving at home?
Still raving. Yeah,
just raving.
Dancing. Well, a little bit more just dancing, you know.
Just dancing. Liv's turned her strobe on, so you know it's time.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, Liv and Izzy, thank you very much for coming in to guest select this evening.
Hey, that is no problem. What? Thank you so much for having us.
What are we going to wrap things up with? Is this the song that you're going to kick everyone out of the house? Get out of my house!
Yeah, well,
actually, this is the first song we ever heard on BFM, so okay. We thought we'd end it with a kind of wholesome beginnings, you know what I mean?
Well, the first one we heard and really remembered, I'm like, damn, this goes hard, so.
When will we hear either of you next on BFM, Olivia?
Tomorrow.
Of course, Drive Island.
Oh, yep, Drive Island.
General Drive, Friday situation.
Always, and tomorrow, because Wire's Thursday.
Oh, nice.
So, yep.
I'll be on tomorrow and Friday.
And I will be on Monday.
Perfect.
Yep. Cool.
Thanks, team.
All right. Tales of Ordinary Sadness by Electrocute.
Mint.
Let's go.
Don't you suffer from the shape that
That was What's Cooking on 95 BFM.